This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is out again, everyone. But we are live, and we're doing the show. So hopefully you can hang. Right now, I've got tickets to Justin Timberlake. Man of the Woods tour is coming back to the Bay this December. You can see JT December 5th, 2018 at Oracle in Oakland. Tickets for this show go on sale Monday, May 7th. That's this Monday at LiveNation.com. But we've got tickets for you. Right now, caller 9 at 800-400-FM97 wins tickets. And listen to Jane this afternoon around 5:30 for another chance to win JT tickets. So 800-400-FM97. Good luck.
Justin Timberlake was on Ellen yesterday, and I guess there was something, you know that game, Have You Ever? Uh-huh. That kind of thing?
Yes, I know she does it quite a bit, doesn't she?
Yeah, so she did it, and something, I didn't see it, but I read about it, occurred where...
Something like that,
I guess, hooked up with Baby Spice. Like years ago. You know,
that's the blonde one.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah, and I guess she did an interview quite some time ago and made some, alluded to her hooking up with him.
Well, that's a pretty good notch in your belt if you're her, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that dude's effortless.
Yeah.
Like, he just seems to float through music and, I don't know about movies, but he definitely...
I love his movies.
Do you?
I do.
But he definitely is great on SNL.
Yeah.
Like, just smooth.
Very funny.
Totally fits in,
yeah,
does a great job.
He's got it all. All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Come out today for your delicious donut indulgence.
I am hungry.
Of course you are.
Are you?
You're always hungry.
You're right.
It's been hectic in here this morning as we thought we had Sarah back, but it turns out the poison oak and the steroid that she took to get rid of it.
Get her.
She just wasn't ready to come in.
It sounds like she has flu
like symptoms.
Right.
Symptoms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all went, what?
I said, shucks.
You did say shucks.
What did I type to use?
Oh, man. My guard was down. I got up like, okay, double time, everybody.
The day has changed.
Yeah, the pace of the day has definitely changed. Anyway, so we're going to do trash now.
Yeah, we are.
We have, Bryn is going to begin for us with the music.
I'm going to walk you through the Hot 100. Normally, we do this every Wednesday at 7 a.m. It's the Billboard Hot 100. At number 100, we have Best Life with Cardi B featuring Chance the Rapper. Not too bad a mumble, right?
So, and that's that is on Cardi's new album?
Yeah, that's a Cardi B track featuring Chance the Rapper. It peaked at 39. It's last week was 67, and this week it's at 100. So it's,
picturing it going the other way.
Yeah, it's going out the door right now, so it's on the way out. Here's the next one. At number 10, we're skipping a few tracks here. It's K.O.D., J. Cole, and I know Human mentioned this yesterday, J. Cole's got 3 songs in the top 100, so here it is. Oh, actually, top 10 of the Hot 100.
All right. J. Cole.
Next one here is Block Boy. It's Look Alive. Last week at number 6, now it's at number 9. Mm. That song's been on the charts for 11 weeks now.
Bum, 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 bum.
This is a North Carolina guy. Huh.
So this next song is Kevin's Heart, also by J. Cole, at number 8. And this is his first week on the charts as well. Yeah, so that J. Cole album hit hard, and it's got a lot
this
of
guy's
songs.
This guy's had a bunch of number 1 albums. Like, he's done well.
Mm-hmm.
He Very debuted well. At number 1... in 2011 with his first album. So people know this cat.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool. I like him a lot. Soleil loves him. She's all about him.
Oh, she
really?
Does?
When she came in on New Music Friday, one of those days, she was like, oh my God, I listened to him the whole way here. Here is one of Sarah's favorite songs. It, last week was at number 5. It's going down to number 7. And this song is called The Middle. So that song is by Zedd.
How long has that been on?
It's been on the charts now for 13 weeks. What's interesting about this song is that it's Maren Morris, and she has that country background. And, you know, Zed is a producer, and he has that very electronic sound.
Oh,
so.
He worked with Ariana Grande.
Right.
Oh, Vinny, look at you.
Love your music knowledge about these little...
Dude, I have gotten into that girl's album. Pop music is not usually my thing, but
right.
Every now and then. What was that song? It's not embarrassing because it's not horrible, but Call Me Maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that song.
It's a catchy song.
Right.
Little pop sugar things that you just go, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Hard Not to Smile.
Yeah.
Smile, yes. I mean,
Bounce.
Does she have any other songs? I think she has like one more hit.
She had, I think she did one with the guy from Owl City.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And then there was another album, but nothing captured.
This was just hot for a minute. They went away.
No, she never caught fire with like that first song did.
Yeah. All right, so after the middle, that was number seven. Here's number six, ATM with J. Cole. Once again. Here is God's Plan at number two. It finally fell off from number one. As you know, this song was at number one for, 12 weeks or something like
something
that. And
crazy,
you guys couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
It was finally moved to number two, beat out by this one song called Nice for What by who? The same guy.
Oh. You like this?
Yeah, I do like it. It took me a few listens before it actually grew on to me. But, yeah, I like the song. It has that sample, that loop in the background.
When we were going to the aquarium last weekend, we're driving down the road. The missus is driving, and this God's Plan comes on. And I turn down the station because I'm talking to the missus. And my daughter goes, Dad, can you turn my favorite song back up?
Favorite song?
God's Plan's her favorite song
now. Goodness.
So,
well, clearly she has good taste.
Yeah, I guess so.
Somebody's teaching her right.
Not me. It's not me. Believe me.
Going back to Ariana Grande, I was just trying to read an article. She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night.
Oh, right
and
on.
And I guess sang that song. What's it called again? No Tear?
Oh, No Tears Left to Cry.
Yeah. People said she killed it.
And she always does.
I guess she announced some news about her upcoming album, which is titled Sweetener. So a lot of songs coming out. And looks like the album will be out July 20th.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Summer.
So let your girls know, Vinny.
Will do. All right. So Drake's got the top two spots. That's the top Billboard top 10.
All right. Well, I thought this would be kind of a fun story. If you've ever wondered what Floyd Mayweather has been up to.
Mm-hmm. Spending money.
Yeah, he is spending money. But he doesn't spend it in the United States. He likes to go and shop at the mall in Dubai. With style. So we have a video, and we posted on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. But he doesn't walk. The 41-year-old boxer has a massive entourage, and he has a 2-car caravan complete with chauffeurs at this upscale mall. And he has bodyguards, and he has a couple bellhops running behind the cars.
To hold the stuff he
to
buys?
To hold the stuff, yeah.
Oh,
so the cars
gosh.
Are full. And like it looks like these are like little mini replicas of Bentleys and Rolls Royces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when he vacations in Dubai, he spends a ton of money. I hope you have that picture ready, Bryn.
I sure do.
2015, he spent $1 million on a diamond watch. If you want to see what it looks like, Yuzek, come
over. A man's watch or a woman's?
Man's. A watch for him, please.
Well, you know, he buys stuff for his girlfriend. Wow, that thing is huge.
I would never wear that.
So that's what he bought.
Would you wear that?
Well, I mean,
I know you like Prada, but could you actually put that sparkly thing on your wrist and walk around?
Here's the problem with wearing that. Who would you show that to that would be like, wow, that's cool? I think anyone you'd show that to would be like, I can't believe you're wearing that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you look like a fool.
Yeah, you look like a fool. So I don't run in any
circles.
I don't
know, I like it.
I don't hate it. I'd be
you'd wear that?
Yeah.
I'd wear it on a very special occasion.
Yeah, but where?
I'd wear it, like, on my wedding day when I'm wearing, like, a nice, very nice
wedding day.
I'm thinking of, like, one of the most important
You're going to have that on your wrist when you put that ring on her finger and she's going to go,
obviously,
the ring's all small.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe if I had, like, $500 million, I'd have that on my wrist, but I'm not wearing a duplicate. You know, that's worth $10.
If you type into Google Floyd Mayweather's diamond watch, it pops right
up.
Yeah,
it popped right up.
Anyway, he spent $1 million on that watch in 2015 in Dubai. We don't know what he bought this time around, And then he spent another $1.5 million buying clothes.
Hey, the mall in Dubai, our shopping center. What's the name of it? Do you know?
I've been there.
I've seen it on The Housewives.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing.
I don't know if it hasn't.
Let me see. You've been there, though? Did you just say that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. It's just called the Dubai Mall.
Oh. I think it'd be some glorious name.
Listen, it's incredible.
Yeah.
But when you say it's incredible, you mean they've just got all the designers or stores there.
No, not at all. Who cares about that? The art and the waterfalls and the sculptures. Like when you walk around, it is such an it's gluttony for your eyes.
I would think it's just about the air conditioning, but that's just me.
No, it's just so huge, and it's just mind blowing how.
Wow.
How nice it is. Do you have any pictures?
There's some pictures here. Here's the inside of it.
It looks like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is it supposed to?
Yeah. It does. But, I mean, I can't. There's this one sculpture that was surrounded by this incredible waterfall, and I sat there and I just looked at it for 20 minutes when I was there. I just sat down on a bench, and I'm in a mall, and it felt like I was in an art gallery. I mean, that's how beautiful it is.
Speaking of cruise ships, did you see the huge one right out, towering over the buildings right out here?
No, I haven't noticed.
I usually see them when they're here. They always come over here to the dock right here.
Yeah. It is so huge, I could see it over the top of the buildings as I was driving in.
Oh,
I always think to myself, I wish I were on there right now.
I'm sure you do. Can you smell the shrimp from here?
The shrimp.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
The buffets.
I've been thinking about cruises lately.
I ate like six times a day.
You have?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, because you could go on a nice little trip for a couple days, and we don't have that much time off. Well, John doesn't, so I was thinking of something that would be fun and semi-local, you know.
That's the waterfall.
Oh, that's
it. Oh, that's for the mall?
Those people, are they real?
No, they're just swimming. They're sculptures.
Oh. Yikes. That's a lot.
Yeah. I wanted to mention this story.
I'm more of a, let me grab some Levi's and get out of here. I need some Levi's and some Vans, some American Apparel t-shirts, which they're, now you got to go online to get those.
But. Right, yeah. I want to mention this before we go to break. HBO Documentary Films has greenlit a documentary series based on Michelle McNamara's best-selling book. We've been talking a lot about this, Vinny. It's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, One Woman's Obsessive Search for the Golden State Killer. McNamara.
Oh, Michelle McNamara is the chick who was married to the comedian
Patton Oswalt.
That guy.
Mm-hmm. And she had been, you know, writing this book. She hadn't finished it before she passed away. It is finished now. But in any case, we're going to be seeing a docu-series on HBO coming up pretty soon.
That story is riveting.
It really is. Very scary.
All right. So coming up, by the way, if you're just joining us, Sarah's out again. So she'll be back. We expect tomorrow. She's on the mend. She's taking medicine. She had poison oak.
We'll see.
I think it's gotten somehow made her more than just itchy. But anyway, she's hopefully, fingers crossed, back tomorrow. We've got Scott Budman coming up. There was a huge Facebook press conference or event yesterday. He was there. He'll tell us about it. I'm seeing some of the new features Facebook will have. So we'll tell you about that right after these. Radio.com. Alice in 97.3, that's Walk the Moon. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is out, but we are live and doing a show for you, so please hang out.
Okay.
All right. So listen, coming up, we've got Clusterfest tickets, and also Scott Budman will be on in just a second.
Right. This brought to you by Account Temps.
All right, check this out. The Warriors won last night, and Steph is back. Mm. The score was 121-116. We are now up 2 in our series against the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Sharks play tonight. It's Vegas at Sharks, 7 p.m., and we're down 2-1 in that series.
All right. Demand for top talent is at its all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
The Radio Alice Report.
So yesterday we talked to Scott Budman, who was about to head from NBC Bay Area, who was about to head over to, it looks like they're calling it the F8 conference. Scott,
oh,
are you there?
I did hear that.
Right here.
Scott?
Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. So the conference is known as F8. Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's their sort of developer code name for it. But yeah, it's their big developer conference where they roll out all their new stuff.
So obviously Facebook's been in the news for all the wrong reasons, I'd say, over the last year. And as they're currently trying to deal with the bad PR, they've been in front of our government representatives. They've also started airing commercials. And now, as they hold their press conference, they announce a bunch of new Facebook features. So what did you find out yesterday?
Kind of a gutsy move. I mean, they admitted they've got privacy concerns. And in the same keynote address, they say, hey, by the way, one of the things we're going to do is let you meet potential mates. They're going to start a dating service. And you know, there's some pros and cons to this. On the one hand, there's no better way to meet a gigantic swath of people, right? I mean, you know, entire countries don't have what Facebook has in terms of people for you to meet and potentially date. On the other hand, this is the company that admittedly sold out your private data and lost it to outside companies, not to mention foreign countries. And now they're saying, hey, let's get intimate and date each other on Facebook. It'll be interesting to see if people jump on this.
I think it's the absolute best idea they've ever had.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
I do realize that, you know, security concerns are there with Facebook as they would be with anybody. I don't know that, you know, I haven't heard if coffee and a bagel has been hacked, but I do think that when you're trying to meet someone, and the number of people that I know that are single and using Match or whatever, mm-hmm. Facebook's effortless. We're all there. Your whole life is there for someone to check out so you can decide it. And you haven't, okay, yes, you've put some effort into sort of crafting what you want people to see about you on Facebook, but not quite as controlled as you would on a dating profile, right? I mean, your friends are going to be like, I know that's not you, or what's with that picture, or whatever. So you're not going to be lying outright on your own Facebook profile, I wouldn't think.
No, although this will be a new profile. It's sort of a different one. And actually, your friends won't see it because why would they have to? They're already your friends.
Oh.
And so they say this would not be visible in your feed. So I guess you could create an alternate identity if you wanted to.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to be just sort of a tack on to the page I've already got.
That's what I thought.
I've definitely met girls on Facebook. So to me, it seems perfectly natural that they find ways to connect people who are open to it. I don't know why you
wouldn't. And I think, right, and you, as you just said, they already do, and it's already one of the biggest places to meet people, whether you're meeting a business contact or a romantic interest. This is just going to formalize it and remove it a little bit from what you're already doing to say, hey, let's start fresh with a, you know, sort of a, like you say, a coffee and a bagel or a J-Day or a Match.com kind of thing.
Right.
Instead of what we do, which is, hey, look, my kid took her first steps, or here's my high school friend, that kind of thing.
This is Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He went to the F8 conference yesterday, which is Facebook's big sort of chance to talk to developers, but also all this stuff went international as their new features and new additions make the news. And the dating site, I think, is great. What did people say about it when you were hearing this announcement? Was the buzz good, or were they was the greater fear hanging over the sort of positivity of it?
Yeah, I both. For something that you know is going to be a big, you know, cattle call of people that are going to jump right in, there were a lot of people who were like, I'm going to watch to see what other people do first, just because they want to see what happens with the data. And really, the first half of the whole day was spent on kind of a mea culpa. We messed up. We've got to do better. We have to be more private. And then it was, hey, by the way, we want you to, you know, meet people and date them. So I think people are sort of taking a wait and see.
I like it. I really do. I know they dropped the ball big time, and we all feel burned by that. And just looking at your Facebook page, even right after the election, it was so out of control with the bad news stories and the nonsense. And it appears they've cleaned up my feed. Is yours better?
Mine seems better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that now that they've been forced to turn their attention to it, it will look better. So what else did they announce yesterday?
couple of things that stood out. One, just on the privacy tip, one more thing. They do have a way now, they claim, that you'll be able to clear your entire feed so that no one on the outside will be able to see it. That's not only what your data is, but also you know, what advertisers would be able to see. And who knows if that'll work, but they're saying this is a way, if you feel that you're, you know, being, I don't know, targeted or anything, you can clear everything away. What happened to the data previous to that, we don't know, but at least you'd get a fresh start every time you wanted to. Clear away your history, clear away your cookies. I'm not sure that people will want to do that. One of the reasons Facebook is so popular is that people have, through the years, built up their lives on Facebook and their profiles and their friends. So that's a feature that they're maybe putting out there just to say they've got it. The other thing...
Well, wait, before you move forward, the alternative to what they're offering here with the clear history is you dump your page entirely. So this is at least a little bit... This is one step less than quitting Facebook entirely, right?
Actually, yes. It's a couple of steps less. You're right. This way, you would get a little more peace of mind. And if it works, you're less likely to see ads saying, hey, this is what the Democrats think, or this is what the Republicans think, or, hey, we know you're interested in this, the kind of thing that creep people out.
Right.
And if that works, even a couple of times, I think people will say, great, I don't have to dump my Facebook page. So you're right. This is Facebook taking a step to try to keep people from leaving. And as we learned from their recent earning report, even with the whole delete Facebook hashtag, the last 3 months saw something like 30 million new people come on. So they're still adding people, but they admit that there is this risk.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I interrupted you as you were about to announce or say the next thing that they announced.
No problem. That's the, they finally gotten virtual reality right. This was something, the headset by Oculus, which Facebook bought for a few $1 billion a while ago, always had to be connected to a computer. You had all these tethers and wires. They now have a headset that is completely wireless. You can walk around with it. It costs $199. Not a bad buy-in price. I've got a testing unit that I've started already to mess around with. The VR looks really good. And finally, you have a way to do it in a sort of a mobile, compact, less expensive form. It'll be interesting to see if this is the way that VR finally takes off and becomes kind of a consumer gamer thing instead of a real niche market.
And what do you think?
I think it's not what I want to do to hang out. I don't want to cover my face. I want to hang out with people. But I fully admit that there are a ton of people out there, gamers and VR people, who love this.
Right.
And they are very excited that they'll be able to, you know, watch movies with people from different countries virtually. They'll be able to talk. They'll be able to. This could be, if you sort of look into the future, the next Facebook platform where we're sharing photos and even, you know, talking, but in this VR world. And you're going to look at first like kind of a goofy cartoon character, but eventually this could be how we communicate and share with each other. And, you know, maybe this could be the dating platform. Hey, come on in and,
hang, right.
That's funny.
Right on. Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, everyone.
Scott.
He was at the Facebook F8 conference yesterday. In review, it looks like we're going to be able to date on Facebook. We'll have a feature soon where we can scrub all the cookies from our feeds so we don't have to keep seeing the Pottery Barn kitchen table we've been looking at.
Right, that I already bought 2 years ago.
Right, yeah. That and then this new VR feature, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate
Bye, Scott.
You.
Hey, anytime,
Thank
you guys.
You.
Have
Take
a good
care.
Day.
You too.
Thanks.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. There it is. Facebook getting, I think, better.
Mm-hmm.
I think people so desperately want to hook up. And weirdly, I've been in a little town when I was in Eugene, Oregon, and there's just no one to date. It was a college town, and I was not going to date some college girl.
Sure.
So I just didn't date. Shine it. I'm not going to do it. But you get into a big city where there's so many options and you'd think that's way better, but people find themselves feeling like, I can't connect.
Mm-hmm.
And if Facebook's the way, there's so many people on there that you'll have. I don't know how they'll sort of figure out who's a good fit.
Mm-hmm. For who, yeah. Things in common.
Yeah, I mean.
Matchup concerts. Oh, you're into Justin Timberlake too? Hey.
The idea is they're going to match you with people, as I read the article, with people that you aren't already friends with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to, they're going to go beyond your friend circle. It seems great. I hope everybody gets laid. I really do. That sounds really.
Thanks, Ben.
It does sound cool. All right, so we're out of time. Let me do a couple texts, and then we've got Celebrity Trash and also Clusterfest tickets coming up. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Yuzi, go to Catalina for a couple days. Stay at the Pavilion. Darn it.
I'm going to look up the Pavilion. John and I went to Catalina along with his family a couple years ago. We loved it. That was my first time and only time. But that is a great option. I forgot about that. So thank you.
The mall in Dubai has a ski slope.
That's insane.
That's so stupid.
Like, what?
Okay.
Wow.
So you're going to go to the mall and ski while you're there?
In the desert.
Just an option.
760 says, it was Vinny.
What?
Vinny, I was at the Monterey Bay Aquarium on Saturday playing third wheel as usual to my friends. And at the penguin exhibit, I turned around and bam, there was somebody I knew sitting on the bench. I did sit a lot.
Were you just waiting?
Look, I love the aquarium. I love Monterey. Yeah. It's all good, but it was really crowded that day. It was a Saturday. And so they've got lines blocking all the stuff you want to look at. So I just walk up, see a spot on the... let me grab a seat here, see if things open up. Anyway, she says, there was somebody I knew sitting on the bench, but I couldn't for the life of me place the random dude. So in perfectly awkward fashion, I kept walking back and forth trying to figure out who you were.
How funny. Did you notice?
I didn't. Anyway, sorry for the random redhead that kept staring at you.
Ah.
As a born and raised... Where is this person's last... as born and raised in San Diego, specifically Encinitas, I love hearing all of your North County stories. Love the whole show. Love all of you. Lauren. Thanks, Lauren. I didn't notice, so you don't have to feel weird about it. All right. We'll do those Clusterfest tickets right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.